The Red Badge of Courage. Chapter 10. The tattered man stood musing. Well, he was a regular gin dandy for nerve, wa'n't he? Said he finally in a little awestruck voice. A regular gin dandy. He thoughtfully poked one of the docile hands with his foot. I wonder where he got his strength from? I never seen a man do like that before. It was a funny thing. Well, he was a regular gin dandy. The youth desired to screech out his grief. He was stabbed, but his tongue lay dead in the tomb of his mouth. He threw himself again upon the ground and began to brood. The tattered man stood musing. Look-a here, partner, he said, after a time. He regarded the corpse as he spoke. He is up and gone, ain't he? And we might as well begin to look out for old number one. This here thing is all over. He is up and gone, ain't he? And he is all right here. Nobody won't bother him. And I must say I ain't enjoying any great health myself these days. The youth, awakened by the tattered soldier's tone, looked quickly up. He saw that he was swinging uncertainly on his legs, and that his face had turned to a shade of blue. Good Lord! He cried, you ain't going to, not you, too. The tattered man waved his hand. Nary die, he said. All I want is some pea soup and a good bed. Some pea soup, he repeated dreamfully. The youth arose from the ground. I wonder where he came from. I left him over there. He pointed. And now I find him here. And he was coming from over there, too. He indicated a new direction. They both turned toward the body, as if to ask of it a question. Well, at length spoke the tattered man, there ain't no use in our staying here and trying to ask him anything. The youth nodded and assented warily. They both turned to gaze for a moment at the corpse. The youth murmured something. Well, he was a gin dandy, wa'n't he? Said the tattered man as if in response. They turned their backs upon it and started away. For a time they stole softly, treading with their toes. It remained laughing there in the grass. I'm commencing to feel pretty bad, said the tattered man, suddenly breaking one of his little silences. I'm commencing to feel pretty damn bad. The youth groaned. Oh Lord! He wondered if he was to be the tortured witness of another grim encounter. But his companion waved his hand reassuringly. Oh, I'm not going to die yet. They're too much dependin' on me for me to die yet. No, sir. Nary die. I can't. Why ed oughta see the swat oughta children I've got, and all like that. The youth glancing at his companion could see by the shadow of a smile that he was making some kind of fun. As the plodded on, the tattered soldier continued to talk. Besides, if I died, I wouldn't die the way that feller did. That was the funniest thing. I just flop down, I would. I never seen a feller die the way that feller did. You know Tom Jameson, he lives next door to me up home. He's a nice feller, he is, and we was allus good friends. Smart, too. Smart as a steel trap. Well, when we was a fightin' this afternoon, all of a sudden he begin to rip up and cuss and beller at me, you're shot, ye blamed infernal, he swear horrible, he says to me. I put up em hand to em head and when I looked at em fingers, I seen, sure no, I was shot. I give a holler and begin to run, but fore I could get away another one hit me in the arm and whirl me clean round. I got scared, when they was all a shoot and bend me and I run to beat all, but I cotch it pretty bad. I've an idea I'd a been fightin' it, if ta was N.T. for Tom Jameson. Then he made a calm announcement, there's two of em, little ones, but they re-beginnin' to have fun with me now. I don't believe I can walk much further. They went slowly on in silence. You look pretty peaked yourself, said the tattered man at last. I bet ye ve got a worser one than ye think. Why, ed better take care of your hurt. It don't do to let such things go. It might be inside mostly, and then plays thunder. Where's it located? But he continued his harangue without waiting for a reply. I see a feller get hit plumb in the head, when my regiment was a standin' at ease onct. And everybody yelled to him, hurt, John? Are ye hurt much? No, says he. He looked kinder surprised, and he went on tellin' em how he felt. He didn't feel nothin'. But, by dad, the first thing that feller knowed he was dead. Yes, he was dead, stone dead. So, ye wanna watch out. Ye might have some queer kinda hurt yourself. Ye can't never tell. Where's yourn located? The youth had been wriggling since the introduction of this topic. He now gave a cry of exasperation and made a furious motion with his hand. Oh, don't bother me, he said. He was enraged against the tattered man, and could have strangled him. His companions seemed ever to play intolerable parts. They were ever appraising the ghosts of shame on the stick of their curiosity. He turned toward the tattered man as one at bay. Now, don't bother me, he repeated with desperate menace. Well, Lord knows I don't wanna bother anybody, said the other. There was a little accent of despair in his voice as he replied, Lord knows I've got no emon to tend to. The youth, who had been holding a bitter debate with himself and casting glances of hatred and contempt at the tattered man, here spoke in a hard voice. Goodbye, he said. The tattered man looked at him in gaping amazement. Why, partner, where ye going? He asked unsteadily. The youth looking at him, could see that he, too, like that other one, was beginning to act dumb and animal-like. His thoughts seemed to be floundering about in his head. Now, look, here, you Tom Jamieson, now, I won't have this, this here won't do. Where ye going? The youth pointed vaguely. Over there, he replied. Well, now look, here, now, said the tattered man, rambling on in idiot fashion. His head was hanging forward and his words were slurred. This thing won't do, now, Tom Jamieson. It won't do. I know ye pig-headed devil. Ye wanna go trompin' off with a bad hurt. It ain't right, now, Tom Jamieson, it ain't. Ye wanna leave me take care of ye, Tom Jamieson. It ain't, right, it ain't, for ye to go, trompin' off, with a bad hurt, it ain't right, it ain't. In reply the youth climbed a fence and started away. He could hear the tattered man bleating plaintively. Once he faced about angrily. What? Look, here, now, Tom Jamieson, now, it ain't. The youth went on. Turning at a distance he saw the tattered man wandering about helplessly in the field. He now thought that he wished he was dead. He believed he envied those men, whose bodies lay strewn over the grass of the fields and on the fallen leaves of the forest. The simple questions of the tattered man had been knife thrusts to him. They asserted a society that probes pitilessly at secrets until all is apparent. His late companion's chance persistency made him feel that he could not keep his crime concealed in his bosom. It was sure to be brought plain by one of those arrows, which cloud the air and are constantly pricking, discovering, proclaiming those things, which are willed to be forever hidden. He admitted that he could not defend himself against this agency. It was not within the power of vigilance.